Hey, okay, so I want to talk to you next about priorities because understanding where your priorities are right now is how we set you on the path. And the last training in this module is the path to your ultimate purpose. So I don't want to talk about the path too much yet, but for now, I want to know what your priorities are. I want you to know what your priorities are. Because here's one of the things that I discover whenever I start working with new clients is that they always, 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 without fail, when I ask them what their priorities are, they always come out with things they've been indoctrinated to want. And the reason that I know this, the reason that I know that it's indoctrination and not actually what they want as a priority is that when they come to answer the question of why they want it, they can't. Or the answers that they give aren't passion fueled. They aren't excited. They aren't genuine. They will literally feed me what they've been taught to want and why they've been taught to want it. And when I say taught, I mean conditioned. I mean they've been through, these programs with the 7 and 8 figure quote unquote gurus. They have often spent a lot of time on social media. Watching their peers and what their peers have and what their peers want. And then they kind of adapt their own priorities to those priorities because it goes back to that idea of like, that's what success is, quote unquote, supposed to look like. That is what I am supposed to want. And so I want you to get really, really clear about what your priorities are and why they are your priorities. So here's a little exercise for you. I couldn't think of the word there. Here's a little exercise for you to try. I would like you to write down some priorities for your business for the next year, let's say. And those priorities will take three forms. There will be financial priorities in your business. Hopefully, one of those priorities will be 30K months because, or 30K or beyond months because that's what this program is. It's not what it's about, but it's certainly one of the outcomes of it. And so one section of your priorities will be the financial results you want in your business and how you want to get those financial results. So number of clients, types of programs you want to offer, and so on and so forth. The second category of priorities will be things that you want to have in your business that actually aren't to do with money. It might be any number of things. It might be to work 3 days a week instead of 5 or 6, or it might be to work no more than 3 hours a day, or it might be to collaborate with somebody on something that you've had in mind, or I don't know, whatever it is. It might be to hire somebody like an assistant or an accountant or to incorporate your business if you haven't already, or any number of things. So the first thing is the financial priorities in your business, and the second thing is the non-financial priorities in your business. And then the third thing that I want you to do is to come up with your personal priorities. And yes, this program is about your business, but when it comes to transformational, the personal and the business, the lines between them can get a little bit blurry, and that's perfect. And so the reason that I want you to look at the personal as well is because you will start to see how the certain things that you want in your business are linked to certain things that you want in your personal life. And what I want you to do with each of these priorities, and this is the important piece, is to justify, this is just for yourself, you're not justifying it to anybody else, justify or come up with the reasons why you want these things. And it's going to be quite a long-winded why, because what I want you to do with every single thing you write down, and this is going to take you a little bit of time, and it is absolutely worth it. For each thing, I want you to check in with your head, with your heart, with your gut, and with your highest self. And by your highest self, I mean that part of you that knows that this is what you are meant to do. The part of you that has already let go of the fact that you might not be meant, it might not be meant for you, or you might give up. The part of you that has elevated herself above transactional work and sees that actually there is a path forward for her. Even if she can't see the actual path yet, she knows. Like, I want you to ask each of those parts of yourself what their why is. And if you're thinking, well, I don't know how to ask my heart, or I don't know how to ask my gut, well, it really is that easy. You really just sit quietly and say, you know, just in your mind, say, what does this feel like in my heart? What does this feel like in my gut? And give it time to come through. You will get answers every time. And you will find that the story of why is different for different parts of you, for different parts of your, let's say, psyche. And this is where you'll find if the whys are really yours, or if they are simply the whys, you know, simply the priorities that you've been indoctrinated by the system to want. This is so crucial when it comes to designing your offers, and when it comes to designing your strategy. Actually, one of the things that I didn't mention to you that has just occurred to me is that when you are thinking about the non-financial priorities in your business, I want you to think about, like, the actual work itself, like what that work actually looks like. And it might not be what the work will look like in a year's time or even 6 months from now, but right now, what is the priority results that you want to be creating with your clients? What kind of clients do you want to be working with to create those results? And you can think of the clients that you want to work with in terms of an ideal client avatar if you want, or just in terms of a person, or just in terms of a certain characteristics that excite you. Yeah, so if you can really lean into this exercise, it's a really excellent exercise. And here's what I want you to do. When you find that you have a priority, and when you check in with these parts of yourselves, that it's not a full body yes, then I want you to start questioning, is this actually my priority? Or is this a priority that has been passed on to me and accepted by me because I bought into somebody else's belief system? Yeah. And then we can really start to understand what it is that excites you, understand what it is that really sets your heart on fire right now. I want you to think of this as an opportunity to redesign not just your business, but your entire life. And it doesn't have to come at the expense of your existing business. Like, if you already have transactional clients, we are going to cover what to do with those clients. Like, we're not going to raise your business to the ground in order to shift into more transformational work. We are going to carefully, methodically shift your business while maintaining that stability.